Wow, that's really cool. You know, Coach Gruden, and he's been great to me ever since I went to the Gruden camp, coming out, and spending that day with him, which was awesome. And we've kept in contact ever since. Saw him last year after the season, and he's just such a cool guy to talk to. Coming from him, someone who's won Super Bowl, has led teams, and is such a great coach. That means a lot to me. Sometimes in the off season, I'll pick his brain about certain things, and it just happens with two football guys that love the game. Football comes up, and you talk about stuff. So it's not that I text him seeking out advice or anything like that, but it just comes up, and I just soak up as much knowledge as I can.
He talked about a time at the camp where I guess you guys, they had targets lined up about 20 yards down the field, and everybody was maybe hitting the target, but you broke two cameras.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, he didn't ask me for any money for it, so I appreciate that. But I do remember, breaking his cameras and him saying, "Who is this guy?" And it was fun, man. We had a great time, and looking back on it, man, that's probably the most fun I had on any of that pre-draft stuff was my time with him.
Jack was just saying how going to this game for the offense would be like a road game, expect the crowd to be loud.
Yeah.
Both teams and the ball. Is that how you approach it?
Yeah, you approach it that way because you never know. Never played a game there. I know when we played at Wembley, at Wembley my rookie year, it was that same kind of way. You approach it that way. So whenever it's a neutral site, you just never know which way it could go. So hopefully it'll just be filled with Raider fans and we'll be good to go.
Houston had a couple chances to draft you, and there was some thought that just because of their history with your brother that maybe they avoided you. Did you ever get that sense from them?
Well, they never talked to me, so I never talked one word to a Houston scout, GM, coach, anything. So, I'm just happy to be here, I can tell you that. But I do think the world of Mr. McNair. I think that he's first class.
Did you happen to catch that Bleacher Report video of
How's that okay? Like, that's crazy. But, yeah, I saw it.
You didn't like it?
It was all right. That's not me.
Speaking of challenges of playing at altitude, I know at Fresno you may have played at Wyoming, which is probably closer to Mexico City than actually Denver.
Yeah.
To
be completely honest, anytime you deal with elevation, it's just hydrate, and everyone knows that. I've been told that since I was in high school, and we were traveling up 300 feet. You got to hydrate, those kind of things. So, that's just one of the number one things is hydration is key, and you just try and hydrate really well. It's definitely a game, if any, you don't want to go into not hydrated.
When you feel it at Wyoming more than other places in the Mountain West?
You definitely feel it more in Wyoming. Yeah, you definitely can feel it, but it's just something, it's like weather and any, whether it's altitude or weather or whatever, if you let it affect you, it will. You just keep the mindset that it's not going to affect you, and you go into it with that kind of mindset.
Where do you feel it? What feels different when you're at that 7,000?
It's less air. Honestly, I don't know. I'm not good with all the science of it, but I'd just say there's less air. Oh, yeah, it definitely can go farther. Yeah, that's always fun. I had fun with that pregame, but yeah.
Derek, how has your leadership style evolved over the years? I mean, unlike that Bleacher Report video, pretty nice, polite guy.
Yeah.
Is it hard to command a room full of alpha males?
You know what, to be honest, I'm just myself. I really am. I thank God that I'm able to come into a room and, guys will respond to anything I have to say. And I think that has a lot to do with how they see me work, how they see me, go about my business and those kind of things. And you can't say one thing or try and get some out of another guy if you're not doing it yourself. So, I'm just thankful that we have a good group of guys that, trust in me, but we also have a big room of guys of a lot of leaders. There's a lot of guys in that room that have come from other teams that were leaders on those teams. So, I'm just thankful to be on a team with a lot of them. But my style hasn't changed because I'm just me. And if I have to say something, I will. If I don't think I should, I won't. There's no real I'm a rah-rah guy or anything like that. It's just I'm just me.
Do you have an edge when you need it?
Yeah, I definitely get mad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we know if you don't win, it doesn't mean anything. you know, it's a cool thing to look back on someday. It's obviously cool. You know, don't get me wrong now. I'm very excited to play on Monday night and Sunday night and those things, but it doesn't change the game for me. You know, it doesn't change my heart rate. You know, it stays the same. And, you know, you just go out there, and we have such a good process here. And I think that that is such a key thing, is we have such a good process to where Coach Del Rio has taught us, if you prepare a certain way and you do things a certain way, it doesn't matter what game we're playing in. It's just the next game. And I've bought into that, and I know that our team has.
Today's the first day that Holmes has been eligible for reinstatement.
I've talked back and forth with him just as a friend, texting him, to be completely honest, nothing about football. You know, I tweeted him yesterday because he posted that video, you know, I was excited. I was like, man, is he telling us something? Like, you know, I don't know. Whenever we get him back, we'll be happy to get our brother back.
It's come out that Tommy Smith is going to be traveling with the team. He's going to be lighting the torch.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, we're all excited. You know, and it's going to be an exciting thing. You know, I know he'll be excited, you know, to do it. And, you know, I think him and Mr. Davis are really close. And so I know it's a special moment for them too. You know, I've never met him, but I am looking forward to meeting him.
Given all the kind of social consciousness that's in the world right now, it's seemingly appropriate choice for something like this in that environment.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, I'm all about everyone coming together. I'm all about people loving one another and serving one another. And I think that the more people that we have that are in positions like this, whether it's a quarterback, whether you're a coach, to stop creating this divisive, you know, division between people, I think the better that we're going to be. You know, I think that if we can stand up and, you know, show support, show love to each other, stand together, lock arms, I think that that's better than creating more division. Yeah, I might. Yeah, I'll think about it. Yeah, I'll think about it. You know, it's definitely something. I'm not going to ever say no to that. We'll see.
Who's your running
back? Yeah, I haven't decided yet. I haven't. I'll let you guys know.
Derek, how much do you think about points per game? You know, you guys are 5-0, you scored 30 or more. The Texans haven't scored 30 once this year. How much do you think about that?
I'll be completely honest with you. That's the first time I thought about it is when you said that. So I really don't. I really don't think about points. I don't think about, you know, stats. I don't think about those things. I just think about their defense, what they do in certain situations, and what they could do. And I let the game, you know, the scoreboard will take care of itself if you take care of what you got to take care about starting, you know, in your preparation.
Derek, how about the dominant offensive line you guys have had, putting the running game in for a time, you kind of have a ripple effect to the rest of the team, including the defense?
Yeah, I think that I tell those guys all the time, if you win, we win. You know, I tell them before the game, hey, you win, we win. And they love that. You know, they want to put it on them. I mean, my goodness, look at Austin Howard walking this way. I wouldn't want to, you know, be in the way of that, you know. Just being honest, you know, I'd give him everything I got, though. I think that when your offensive line can do certain things, protect the quarterback, create running lanes, getting downfield blocks for receivers, when they're given that kind of effort, it inspires everybody, you know, because if anyone has the choice to not run 20 yards down the field to make extra block, I think that it'd be them, you know. But, you know, they continue to do it and play with great effort, and I think it fuels our team.
A couple more here, guys. How will it not be awkward, Derek, to go out there and see that Texans helmet that you grew up with?
Yeah, that's going to – that'll be funny. You know, that'll be weird. My rookie year, it was weird, you know, seeing that helmet. And my brother should be playing, you know, kind of a thing. You know, but, hey, Austin. Just talked about you, man. It'll be cool though, because, like I said before, I have nothing but respect and love for Mr. McNair. That is one of the nicest, genuine men I've ever met in my life. Football aside, he is one of the coolest people in the world, and my brother would tell you the same. And that city was so good to us; they're good to my family, and for that we're always thankful. So I'm happy I'm not there, but I still got love for him.